Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Ronnie Martinez. He's Autogas Fleet Development Specialist for ICOM North America. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Carl.
You're welcome. Tell our listeners, what is ICOM North America and what do you do, Ronnie?
So ICOM North America is the manufacturer of propane liquid injection systems. Brought the technology over to the U.S. in 2004, and today we have over 30,000 vehicles on the road that run with our technology, alongside also other products and also natural gas systems for diesel vehicles.
So I think many people think of propane as nothing more than a fuel for their grill and don't realize it can be used as a vehicle fuel. So what types of fleets can benefit from propane autogas, Ronnie?
Oh, many. When you look at it and really analyze the numbers, propane autogas really makes sense for your class 2 to class 7 trucks or work vehicles, fleet vehicles. This is where it's based right now, it's fleet-based.
And so you're seeing a lot of the back-to-base types of vehicles being, potentially just retrofitted to run on propane?
Yes. Centralized fueling is always a plus. If they're coming back to home base, it's definitely a plus.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think are some of the environmental benefits of propane when compared to diesel?
Well, we can start with, the black soot that comes out of the exhaust pipe of a diesel truck no longer has that. When you look at a propane-powered vehicle, your particulate matter is down to almost zero. Your emissions are over 60% reduced. So as far as comparison of emissions, it's a complete different animal.
I see. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today our guest is Mr. Ronnie Martinez, Autogas Fleet Development Specialist for ICOM North America. Ronnie, so I know propane does provide an economical advantage over diesel. Why don't you tell our listeners a little more about that also?
So really it starts with the cost of the application. So you look at a work truck, let's just say a Ford F-450 diesel truck, mm-hmm. compare that to a propane-powered F-450 truck. You don't have the DPF filters anymore. You don't have your diesel injector, diesel pump that you plan to replace and are very expensive to replace. You don't have all the after treatment that they've added to all the diesel engines. When you look at a propane power engine, you're really looking at a gasoline, very simple engine. So a lot of mechanics that are out there are, driving themselves crazy trying to work on these diesel engines. When you look at a propane engine, they look at it and they're like, oh my God, so easy. It's just a gas engine.
Yes, and that's a lot what we're hearing. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So as far as cost goes, it's very much cheaper to maintain, much cheaper to operate on the road.
I see. So I know ICOM North America is very proud of its EPA certifications. And can you tell our listeners why being certified by the EPA is so important?
So you're held to high standards as far as the emissions go. So, just like your OEMs go through to get these vehicles to be legal to be driven on the road, we're held accountable the same way. And if a company goes to the extent of going to an EPA certification process, they're going to go to the extent of making sure that their safety compliance are there for, like, when you look at propane, it's NFPA 58. When you look at natural gas, NFPA 52. So if they're going through the EPA certification process, they're going to go through, the safety and everything else that comes along with it.
I see. So we're seeing a lot of school buses moving towards propane. And I know that ICOM is an international organization. I know you work all over the world. And I know you've been working a lot in Puerto Rico. Can you tell our listeners a little bit why it's so important in Puerto Rico with, they were devastated by the hurricane there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I experienced it firsthand. I went out there and visited, and a lot of stuff was still down as far as power goes. They use a lot of propane to power a lot of the buildings and a lot of the vehicles there. So your first responders, second responder vehicles, they were out of fuel before the storm even hit.
Mm-hmm.
So they were impacted heavily when it came to the storm. And really, when it comes to propane, you can transport it very easily with, what they call a bobtail, which is fuel transport truck. You can have full access to propane when it comes to national disasters. You know, you saw it in Florida. We saw it in Texas. You know, propane was accessible at all times.
Mm-hmm. So I know if you had one thing to say to a business owner that owns a lot of different types of trucks, you know, how would working with ICOM be an advantage for them?
Well, first, we like to sit down and actually analyze what their cost of operation is currently, whether it's gasoline or diesel, and then look at what is the best option for them, whether it's, you know, natural gas, whether it's propane. When you look at class 2 to class 7 vehicles, majority of the times, 9 times out of 10 for us, we see that propane is the better choice. And so looking at their cost of operation, then come in and help them apply this fuel into their fleet operations so we don't disrupt what they got going on. It's not an easy transition, but if you walk it through and help everyone understand that this is just another fuel, just like they run gasoline or diesel, mm-hmm. you can make the transition fairly quickly, fairly easy.
And so how can people learn more about ICOM North America?
So, a couple of different ways. Our website is www.ICOM, I-C-O-M as in Mary, NorthAmerica.com, all spelled out, all one word, or on Facebook, ICOM North America.
And as we come to the end of our program here, Ronnie, any closing thoughts?
Drive green, save green.
Wonderful. And again, you know, we love the work that ICOM is doing, not only here in Indiana, but across the United States. And we look forward to future success with ICOM North America. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ronnie Martinez, Auto Gas Fleet Development Specialist for ICOM North America. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.